Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
Make the ring and circle to the left with that pretty little thing. Break that ring with a corner swing. Now, element left with your left hand. Back to your partner, right and left grand. Take your gal and promenade home.
Bob, we've had a lot of Saturday night parties here on the Ponderosa, but this is the best one we've ever had.
Sure nice to have all the neighbors here, too. And say, I never heard Slim Duncan and the boys play any better.
Hey, boy, you ought to try a little sanctuary yourself. That little Annie Simpson's the best dad burn dancer in the whole Nevada territory.
You mean she was the best dad burn dancer. Right now, Doc Burns is treating her for a broken toe.
Huh? Oh, dadgummit, Adam, you and your joshing.
Well, you're just a natural inspiration, Oz. Anyway, while you and the others catch their breath from all that dancing, why don't we have a song like Sourwood Mountain?
Hey, yeah.
We Cartwrights will take the verses and everybody else join in on the chorus.
Well, hold on there, Adam. Hold on now. We haven't sung together in a long time. We mightn't remember the verses.
Now, don't you worry about that, Pa. Hoss and Adam and I have been practicing. You just try to sing along
You've
with us.
You've been practicing?
Yeah. Ready, boys? Ready, Pa?
Here we go.
Start the music, Slim.
Leave them drums alone. Oh, surely I could just have a little touch.
You so much as breathe heavy on them and I'm out on strike.
Aren't you being rather arbitrary?
There you go, hiding behind a smokescreen of bourgeois clichés. I don't go messing about with your earphones, do I?
Spoil sport.
Well?
He's very fussy about his drums, you know. They loom large in his legend.
What's up?
Oh, he's sulking again. I'll show him.
We're going to do our level best to limp to the end of the decade.
I'm worried, Mike.
The decade.
I'm worried
decade.
About
our... the decade together, like 10 years.
Oh, I feel, honestly, like I feel like we got a good 7 more years with us. 7 I more years. 15 total.
If I don't die...
So 7
I
with
like,
him and then 8
like
without him?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I think that's legit.
I
that's
do too.
Legit. Yeah, And by the way, I'm not going to quit. It's just going to be, I might, you know, I mean, be sitting there and going, all right, my next guess is thump.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I don't think it'll take you out. I think there will be an occasional phoner.
Yeah.
Right.
From the hospital.
That's right.
How you doing, boys? All right, go ahead. Give us your stupid little song.
It'll be best, it'll be best of material.
I can imagine Carla, you know, getting the call set up for him and laying the ground rules. He's good today. No Charlie today.
Okay. You know what? Look at the joy, Pony. Look at the joy they're experiencing right now at my expense.
So macabre.
Well, you know, Mike, maybe if you have a stroke, you'll end up sounding like our president did yesterday.
What is the deal? I never heard
I
the
have
audio.
No idea.
What happened?
Wait till you hear this.
This
Wait.
Is really,
really
strange. He did about 11 minutes talking about Israel and Jerusalem and recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. But after about 11 minutes, his body almost, it wasn't going with him. So listen to the way he closed his speech yesterday.
So today, let us rededicate ourselves to a path of mutual understanding and respect. Let us rethink old assumptions and open our hearts and minds to possible and possibilities. And finally, I ask the leaders of the region, political and religious, Israeli and Palestinian, Jewish and Christian
right
and Muslim.
Stop it right now. He is he 72 or 73?
I think he's 72.
Listen, the schedule for a man in his 70s. I mean, think about the actual grind, the day-to-day grind.
His health is the best. He's the healthiest.
I know.
The strongest.
I know. You know, we might have to throw that into freight's
It is, because we're audio guys.
Right.
And I'm searching here if there's anything that...
He's exhausted.
There's something going on.
Well, but the thing is that he was okay for about the first 10 minutes. Listen to the way he finishes the speech. It's almost scary.
Join us in the noble quest for lasting peace. Thank you. God bless you. God bless Israel. God bless the Palestinians. And God bless the United States. Thank you very much.
And that last part, if you want to hear it again.
God bless. Whoa.
That's what everybody's.
The United States.
That's Can I tell you how I feel?
About. Yeah.
Can I tell you really how I feel? This is the power of the office and being an American and the way you feel. with everything that's gone down, I'm going to piss people off. I know I am. That's the way I'm going to go. It's still the president. And I still feel like, you know, oh, my God, is he all right?
Yeah, that's
Isn't that weird? As much as I am anti-Trump, as much as I hate the things that this guy has done, you hear that, and it's the president of the United States, and it's like, it's weird. It's a weird feeling you get. That does not sound healthy. That does not sound, that sounds like a guy that's stroking
stable.
Out a
yeah.
little bit.
Yeah, it's scary.
Now, or his dentures, he's in a little more glue.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
I think, and I believe this, I saw the spin on it.
That's
I saw
it.
The spin.
Super polygon.
I saw the spin on his plate and all that. Mm. No, I don't think so. I think it was something more, but we'll have to wait and see.
I don't play a lot of the president in the vault. I just
wanted to
bring it to your attention.
But I also don't
want
to do this Hillary thing. That remember when they when the other side did that? Hillary was a clone or a double, and it was her falling into the limo. Yeah. You know, I don't want to get into that world either. Right?
I know.
Here's right, something
thanks,
a little.
Thanks
happier.
For bringing up Hillary again.
Okay, right. Here's something a little happier.
Thanks, Sean.
A scientist
all right,
named Dr. Joe Bennett. Took on a computer program and fed in the 200 most popular Christmas songs of all time and had the computer write what is going to be the best Christmas song of all time. And here's the amazing thing. What the computer spit out, the computer is not a person, obviously. It is just perfect software combining all this stuff. It sounds like a Mariah Carey record, okay? Not to be fair, they had an actual band and artist record what the computer wrote.
What did they do again?
They fed in 200 of the most popular Christmas songs of all time and had the computer make an amalgam of all of their qualities and write a song to be the ultimate Christmas song of all time.
A computer wrote the song.
Yep.
Yeah.
How unbelievable is that?
We're going to be useless in 10
years. Is this a new era?
Well, are we going to have machine learning...
Are we going to have the computer, like, write hits?
Well, aren't they doing that now? Do you think Britney can really sing?
Well, no, I think they're processing, Oscar, but I'm talking about actual putting together the whole equation. That's a new
that's
world.
Right.
But pretty, you know what? I wanted to hate it. It's not bad. It really does sound like a
that's
decent
the
Christmas
thing that's
record.
Frightening that a computer, like, knows what to write to make a hit.
I think it's folly.
I think of
stop it.
Come on.
There we go. Here's it. And then the scientist said,
God bless the United States.
That's right. All right. Bad news, but a happy ending, Mike, for Deerfield, New Hampshire. Zippy the Elf has been stolen.
Oh, Jesus.
But no. Zippy the Elf is back. Thank God. Right. That as of this morning. But last night.
Elf on a shelf?
That's what it is. It's a life-size elf on a shelf. They've dressed a mannequin, and they hide him around the city.
Wow.
And someone stole Zippy. And you know what? The fire department is sad, but this little kid is also sad.
I feel kind of sad for Zippy. He's our town elf, and it's like an I Spy game to find him everywhere. I think that person maybe just stole him maybe because he didn't have any friends.
Oh, that's sweet.
I don't know if you're going to get Zippy, and it's going to help that you don't have any friends.
Oh, that's Zippy the Elf, and not like the fraternity brother I had that we called Zippy the Pinhead.
Oh, no, he was different. I have tape of him, by the way.
Zippy
I do.
God bless the United States.
Now, let us close with this. Ryan Reynolds did a promotional film for Deadpool. He's headed down to the Brazil Comic-Con. Have you ever been to the Brazilian Comic-Con?
No, I have not.
No, there's not a hair there. And the thing about it that's so great is they have a tattoo parlor. They do.
Okay, go ahead. Don't say anything. Go ahead.
They go down there, and there's a tattoo booth at the Deadpool site there at Brazilian Comic-Con. And so what Ryan Reynolds did is he put on Twitter yesterday a picture of his mom that he photoshopped a facial tattoo on her to promote this tattoo booth. But even better, he released this video in character. Here's Deadpool inviting you to come down to Brazil. We close with Ryan Reynolds.
To show my dedication to the legions of Brazilian Deadpool fans, I've spent up to 20 minutes on Google Translate, as well as countless hours watching telenovelas, to teach me everything about your official language. That's right, Brasil. This sexy red spandex learned to speak Portuguese. All right, well, hopefully I get the accent right. Here goes.
Você quer meu corpo no seu pra sempre?
He's lip-syncing
então,
this.
Tornar esse sonho em realidade. Esse ano, na Comic Con Brasil, vou mandar uns tatuadores, mais ou menos treinados, pra usar o seu corpo nu como uma bela tela de pele.
Look me straight in the nipples and tell me I didn't just nail that. Now, what are you waiting for? Go to the website below to reserve your spot, and you're sure to be the talk of Sao Paulo. Space is limited, so best hurry.
Come in a little closer to your device that you're listening on, right?
All right.
Jam those headphones into your ears just a little bit. Let me ask you something.
Uh-huh.
What's the matter?
Huh?
Are you sad? Are you down?
Are you unhappy? Are you melancholy? Are you bluish?
Funny, you don't look bluish.
Boom!
Anyway, forget your troubles and just get happy. Get happy with the bonus show. Jesus Christ, what's happening to this show? It's an unscripted, unrestricted episode of TMOS that you can get every week with just a few simple keystrokes and or mouse clicks. Just click the banner on our website and you get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Let our comedy customs agent stamp your passport to the
assport.
Thank you. So please, buy the TMOS bonus show. Do it or sadly, we can't be friends anymore.
Oh, no.
The TMOS bonus show brought to you by the Lazy Susan Dinner Theater, featuring the finest actors in all of Woodbridge, Virginia, and their legendary Pennsylvania Dutch buffet. Remember, the food may be mediocre, but the portions are huge. This weekend, come see WUSA's Topper Shot in the music. I have to read it again. This weekend, come see WUSA's Topper Shut in the Music Man. The Lazy Susan Dinner Theater, 10712 Richmond Highway. Here's to showbiz. Disclaimer,
Topper Shut will not be appearing in the music.
Well, disclaimer, the Lazy Susan Dinner Theater's been closed for years.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought it might be a thing. Johnny Holiday used to perform.
Of course. Yeah, I believe he might have played Professor Harold Hill.
Very, very exciting. Yes, he loved the theater. Let's open up the audio vault for today. And Rob Spiewak, get to it.
And don't miss Maureen Bunyan in The Mousetrap at the Lazy Susan Dinner Theater.
Thank you very much. All There's right, another one.
Can you name this sound, Mike? I love this sound. Any idea?
Is it animal?
It is.
Play it for me one more time. I want to try. I have no idea.
That is a seal. That is a seal crawling on a glacier in his natural habitat. But it sounds so human. I actually put the video on our Facebook page, and I invite you to look at it because whoever posted it subtitled it. And it's the funniest thing I've seen all week. So you see the seal struggling, in his mouth, and it says like Giyok on front of it on the screen. I just
that sounds nothing like Kissed from a Rose.
No, it's very different. It's before he was a singer. Yes. Mike, we've been talking a lot about Woodstock this week, and I'm still finding fascinating stuff. Now, you know, you couldn't ever sell between 400,000 and 500,000 tickets to a music festival, right?
Right.
Because what happened is, in about the first day, they ripped the fences down, and people just showed up. Here's the announcement from the stage. I don't know that I had ever heard this played on our show before, so I wanted to share it.
Oh, this is a great part. This is where they tell everybody that the promoters are screwed. It's a moment. It's a really special moment.
It's a free concert from now on. That doesn't mean that anything goes. What that means is we're going to put the music up here for free. What it means is that the people who are backing this thing, who put up the money for it, are going to take a bit of a bath. A big bad. That's no right, that's truth. They're going to get hurt. But what it means is that these people have it in their heads that your welfare is a hell of a lot more important, and the music is, than a dollar.
Pretty cool.
You know, I go back and look at this, and it really makes you feel positive about the people of that era.
I agree.
Yeah. Were they doing a lot of drugs? Yes, they were. Were they all high? Yes, they probably were. But there was a... that culture was
essentially the baby boomers.
There was a lot of smartness going on. I mean, they were just kind of cool. And, you know, when almost half a million people are just chill.
Yeah.
It's spectacular. What a moment in our history. I wish I'd been 10 years older. I would have gone.
And I consider myself fairly knowledgeable when it comes to pop music, but I did not know this because it's sometimes hard to put stuff in a timeline perspective.
Right.
When Woodstock happened 50 years ago this very day, Santana had not recorded yet. He was unknown outside. Wow. The band was unknown outside of their immediate circle. He was
Crosby,
unheard.
Stills, and Nash, the same thing, right?
Well, I believe so. And the fact
I don't think they had recorded yet. That I know it was their first live performance together.
They were very, very early in their career, but Santana was unheard of on the entire East Coast. So when his keyboard and lead singer, Greg Raleigh, and we'll actually talk more about him during the bonus show this week, so check it out. They get up, and this is my favorite song. When they're playing Soul Sacrifice, which is amazing.
Yep.
No one had ever heard them play before.
We got one more tune for you. It's called Soul Sacrifice.
They were put on the bill as a favor to the promoter. That's it.
Oh, my goodness. That's,
and when you think about Santana.
Yes!
And their sound and just... That was their thing. That was their sound. They create. It's just fascinating when you go back and look at that. And really, what talent?
And the next year, 1970, that's when Santana came out with "Oye Como Va," and Crosby, Stills, and Nash. They got big with Ohio that year. That
is the turning point.
Is like the launching pad.
Yeah, the springboard,
the
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, spectacular. Really.
But anyway,
really cool.
Again, and we've been talking about it all week. If you've never seen the movie, the original movie Woodstock. Watch it, not just as a musical piece, but as a snapshot of history. It's really, really an entertaining and valuable watch, I think.
So yesterday I had I got to the Joe Cocker portion of Woodstock, and Carla's watching him, and I said, I want to share with you, and it translated. Really, I almost pooped myself. I laughed so hard, and it was the moment years later on Saturday Night Live where John Belushi walked out as Joe Cocker was performing and did his Joe Cocker impression.
Amazing.
Which really was a staple of his repertoire.
I think it's what got that's what got him on the show, I believe.
I think it is, yeah. And it is still. It is, and the funny, it's not just when he's doing the impression, it's when Cocker starts to sing and you just see Belushi walk backstage.
Almost stagger.
Still in character. Yeah. Oh, God. Absolute. That was just a wonderful time. I'm very nostalgic about that.
I always think of this friend of our family's named Smoke was over, and Joe Cocker was performing on television, and he walked through the living room, and he said, ah, some bitch looks afflicted.
And everybody said it. That's the thing. And if you look, I hate to take a trip down memory lane
too much,
but I have to tell you that everybody, all of us kids, were watching Joe Cocker back in the day and saying, everybody, to a man, said, he's really sounds great. What the F is wrong with him?
Right.
And then to have John Belushi come out and just
encapsulate it. Yeah.
Do what everybody was thinking was a moment. It was one of the, I urge you go, and by the way, it's hard to find on YouTube. So Google it instead and you'll get a better clip than if you YouTube it, because YouTube gives you like a little blurb and they do a quick edit.
NBC, it's NBC sitting on all the property.
It's NBC, absolutely.
All right, let's close with this. I'm still loving Lights Out with David Spade. Two great jokes from last night, and including Mike this week. If you're not watching it, you missed a great walk-on from John Lovitz, which was literally a walk-on. He walked on, waved, and got off.
You're selling me.
It was
you're
great.
Selling me.
It was good. Anyway, here's two good jokes from Spade.
Disney and Mattel have teamed up to make Star Wars Barbie dolls. This is the closest guys who like Star Wars will come to holding girls who look like Barbie. A new iPhone accessory will help you take selfies with your cat. It's called Divorce, and it retails for half your money.
TMOS Classic.
Hey, everyone, here comes the cake.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Pa. Happy birthday to you.
Hey!
Boys, I just don't know what to say. I'm overwhelmed. This is what all the secrecy was about.
We've been planning it for weeks, Pa.
Took a little bit of doing, too, Pa.
Well, I appreciate it. Why this particular day?
Because it's your birthday.
Oh, Adam, we all know my birth records were lost. I've never known my birth date.
Well, we do now. Took a lot of letter writing, but we finally traced the daughter of your old family minister, who had recorded it also.
That's wonderful. Real thoughtful of you fellas. I've always missed having a regular birthday.
How old am I?
Oh, you'd be surprised, Pa.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Fellas, how about a song in honor of Pa?
Now, wait a minute. Now, there's something I'd like to say. Well, maybe I can say it best in this song.
Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry. Hello?
Hi, sir. My name is James. I am calling you from the department. How are you?
I'm good. I'm going to record this call, okay?
Sir, the reason of my short call, your home qualifies for the latest incentive on solar panels. I believe you are the homeowner.
I am. I own this house and many others.
Okay, and sir, I believe you are living single family house, not a condo home, not a mobile home.
No, it's not a mobile home. It's a mansion.
Sir, we are providing some free of cost information that how can reduce your electric bill up to 70%.
How much does this information cost?
Sir, we are providing some free of cost information that how can reduce your electric bill up to 70%.
So the information is free of cost information?
Yes, sir, free of cost information.
How much does it cost?
Sir, no cost. I believe you are living single family house, not a condominium home, not a mobile home.
I live in a mansion. I told you this.
Okay, and are you still paying more than $100 on your electric bill?
Do you know how much my electric bill was last month?
Okay, and sir, are you receiving any discount from your electric company?
Hold it. Don't you want to know how much my electric bill was?
Sir, I believe you are still paying more than $100 on your electric bill.
My electric bill last month was $260,000.
Okay, sir, we have provide free of cost information that how can reduce your electric bill.
I think one of the reasons that my electric bill was so high is I heat my home with hair dryers.
Sir, we are helping some those owners who pay high electric bills.
Yes, where are you calling from? Where are you?
Home solar department.
The home solar department?
Yes, sir.
Oh, does Billy still work there?
Sir, I transfer your car for my senior supervisor. Can you talk to you? Okay?
I would love that. Hey, what country are you in?
Sir, I transfer your car for my senior supervisor.
Can't wait. What's your supervisor's name?
Yeah, hi, Marcia. This is Francis Neiman, supervisor from Solar USA. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? I was just speaking to that other gentleman. Does Billy still work there?
Yeah, he's working here.
Oh, that's fantastic. Tell Billy I said hi. Can I speak to him?
Yeah, I'm the supervisor.
You're the supervisor? What's your name?
Francis Neiman.
Hey, Francis. How's it going, man?
Sir, actually, we are just helping you to save your electric bill up to 50 to 60%.
Fantastic. Okay, I have a question. What's the name? Hey, Francis. Pump your brakes. I have a question. What's the name of your company again?
It's a Solar USA.
Solar USA. Are you actually located in the United States of America?
Yes.
Where are you right now?
I'm in Florida, Miami.
Miami?
Yes.
Very nice. Good weather down there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And good-looking women, right? Ha, 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 ha.
Sounds good.
Right? With bikinis?
You're kidding with me?
I'm not. I never kid about
you
women.
Are.
Let us start from the beginning. How can you save me money?
So I'm just qualifying your house on our program, that your house qualifies or not. So that's why I'm saying, are you the homeowner?
I am.
Okay, and it's a single family house, right?
Yes, and only one family lives in it.
Okay, perfect. So just one last thing, that you pay more than $100 to your electric bill.
Yeah, that guy that I spoke to before, I was trying to tell him, my electric bill is extraordinarily high. Do you know how much I paid last month?
So that's why I'm asking that. So
Francis,
you to provide you options that how you can.
Can I call you Frank?
Can
I call you Frank? Can I call you Frank?
Yeah.
Listen, Frank. Last month, March of 2016, I paid $260,000 for my electric bill.
$1,000 on your electric bill?
Yes.
What are you doing with electricity?
Well, I've got a couple refrigerators. There was 6 executions at my house last month because I have an electric chair, and I have an electric stove, and also I need to tell jokes in my line of work, so I have an electric weenie.
you want to reduce it or?
Well, I mean, 260K seems high, and I'd much like to higher, reduce it. Know? Yeah. So what's your plan?
What's your job?
Listen, we can sing together, but we can't talk together. So let's take turns. What's your plan for me?
The plan is that we are, our specialists call you back and provide you all the information. And if you put solar panels on your rooftop, you know very well that it can reduce your electric bills.
I'm nervous because if the sun goes out, then what happens?
Yes, obviously, just because of the sun, solar panels can work for your house.
What about nighttime?
In the nighttime, there is no sun. That's why solar panels don't charge. If they have charged units, it can help you to save your money at the nighttime as well.
Do you think the solar panels will charge as much as my wife at a department store? Ha! Am I right, Frank?
Not in the apartment. We are not doing the solar panels on the apartment.
No, I know. I was talking about like a...
That's right.
I was talking about like a credit card. It was a joke. Do you like to have a good time, Frank?
I'm not asking, talking about your credit card. I don't need your credit card number.
Okay, I wasn't going to offer it. I'm just curious.
You have a good credit score. It's more than 680, right?
Oh, my credit score is 679.
That's perfect. It's more than 650, right?
Oh, did you say 650?
Yes.
My credit score is 649.
Then take your middle finger in your
ass. Excuse me? I believe he just called me a fucking asshole. Fantastic. And what if the sun goes out?
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.